Welcome to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast, the show that helps you up your confidence game so you stop settling for less than you deserve. I'm your host, Brooke Collins, speaker, life coach, women's empowerment enthusiast, and the best friend you never knew you needed. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello. Welcome to episode number 4. I am so glad that you are here. Today, I want to touch base on the holidays that are coming and also talking nicely to yourself for once. That's it. Isn't it funny? I have to like think of a sentence to say after, but most women, we don't speak kindly to ourselves. Our inner dialogue is crazy mean. And I mean so mean, you would never speak to another human being that way, right? So isn't it time that we change the narrative for women and our bodies and how we think of our bodies and how we treat our bodies and the stuff that we feed our bodies, both food and thoughts, right? Because what you think sort of creates a negative impact on your biodome. It creates stress. It creates all kinds of things when you think so negatively about yourself and you're unable to move the needle. I always look at it like if you're trying to lose weight and all you do is weigh yourself every morning and think about how you're not losing weight, your body like gets in a sense of stress and you notice that you don't lose weight. But when you let go and you're not focused on it and you're just focused on being healthy and being in the moment of enjoying your life, but modifying the way that you're doing things, exercising a little more, eating a little healthier, all of a sudden the weight like falls off, right? So I'm talking about this because my hubs and I were looking at getting a Peloton. So I got the Peloton app and Gabby, my 15-year-old, and I love it. In fact, Paige, my 5-year-old, loves it too. We do the dance workouts together because she loves dance. So we've been doing those. And then my older daughter's been doing it, Gabs, and she loves the HIIT workouts and all of those things because she's a volleyball player and she does travel club volleyball and she's very strong. She's way stronger than I was at her age. And I think it's good to teach them to be strong and take care of themselves. So anyways, we were talking about the holidays coming up and if they're going to have a Black Friday sale and if they're going to, you know, should we wait to buy the Peloton? Should we not? Now, the big discussion in our household has been, I'm more of a treadmill elliptical kind of gal. I'm really not into spinning and I'm really not into stationary bikes. In fact, whenever I have had a gym membership and I've had trainers and they're like, oh, you're going to ride the stationary bike for 10 minutes for warm up. I'm like, no, I'm going to do the elliptical. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's from like all the years of biking pre driver's license, but I've got such a block with the biking. I honestly think in my mind, it's because my legs are really strong. I played tennis growing up my whole life and swimming and tennis. And so, you know, my legs are fairly muscular. So it's like, I don't need biking because my legs are already there. I feel like it doesn't work the whole body. As dumb as that sounds, I get it. But like, that's the block I have, I think. So in this discussion of spin bike, treadmill, I also took it upon myself to order. I've been looking for like something because of this pandemic. I've been doing so much cooking. And on the flip side of that, all the leftovers are going to waste because nobody's eating them. My kids like refuse to eat them. My husband will eat like lunch the next day and then the rest of it goes bad. So I typically in my fridge for my own sanity and to make sure that my kids are getting the nutrients they need, I have lots of like veggies. I make homemade dill dip that I put in the fridge every week. And then I have fruits that I like put in little containers. I try to some weeks. I don't make the mark there, but I do get the fruit in the fridge at least. Okay. So my husband has a traumatic brain injury and he was hit by a car when he was 14. So he typically needs to eat more keto because the healthy fats and the omega-3s and stuff really help his brain because while you wouldn't know how far he's had to go, and maybe I'll bring him on here one day to talk about it, in his journey, you know, he is tired. Work tires him out. He's a therapist, a licensed therapist. He's a certified addiction specialist, and every little initial behind his name that you can put and have, he's got it. So when he's done with his 12-hour days, he's like exhausted. I mean, it's hard enough for us able-brained people without any injuries to get through a 12-hour day, but with someone with a brain injury, that's a huge feat. So him eating keto helps him maintain his energy, his stamina. It keeps his, you know, his balance in check. So we primarily try to eat that way because that's how he needs to eat for his health. And I'm not complaining about it because since I've given up sugar, and I'm not perfect at it, if I fall off the wagon, it takes me a while to get back on, but I do feel a million times better when I'm not eating any processed refined sugar. So anyways, long story short, I've been looking at like Green Chef or Freshly, or we've got a couple local things where I'm from that do like meal prep that's done for you, that they deliver it or you can go pick it up. So I tried this place, Fit Foods RX, that's local to Metro Detroit area. And if you are local to Metro Detroit, I highly suggest that you try this out. Okay. My husband is obsessed now. He feels great. He's full. And it's all macronutrient oriented and it's like super healthy stuff. And it's, you pick it up, it ships now to you, but you can also pick it up at Jack's Fitness, which is out in, I don't know if it's Shelby Township or Macomb Township. I think Shelby Township. Anyways, look it up, fitfoodsrx.com. It's incredible. So my husband and I have been getting those. The breakfasts are bomb, like protein pancakes, eggs and sausage bake, frittata. Then there's like shrimp and grits, cheesy grits for dinner. Let me see, what did my husband really like? He loved the Mexican lasagna. So it's all organic, great food for your body, feeding your body the nutrients it needs, right? So we've started doing that. Now I'm like, okay, the gyms are closed again here in Michigan, no more group fitness. So now I'm obviously super like focused on what Peloton do we get. And we're in this little crisis in my family arguing because one, I'm sorry, Peloton, but $4,500 for a treadmill is a little bit, it's too much of a pill for me to swallow. I cannot justify spending that much on a treadmill that I can get the Nordic Track that has this 32-inch LCD screen, whatever, on it for like $2,000. So anyways, I digress. The point of all of this is I started thinking like, am I doing this? Am I wanting all this stuff because I want to be healthy, or am I back on the bandwagon of Brooke bashing and like, I need to lose weight? You know, it's exhausting to be in my head sometimes, and it's exhausting to always be focusing on weight loss. Okay. I have to work diligently and very, very calculated at thinking about my health instead of just looking good in a pair of pants and my weight. Okay. As I stated in the first episode, I struggle with this daily. You know, so I started looking up just some things in terms of, you know, women and health. And, you know, before Thanksgiving, most people right now, since Halloween through New Year's, will put on the nice little 10-pound bump from the Halloween candy, the holiday parties, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and then they go on this kick, right? We all know it. New Year's resolution, January 1st, which is total bullshit, by the way, because most people don't stick to those resolutions, period. So anyways, we are conditioned to sort of like munch and chow down right now and not look at our health because there's so many good foods. You guys, why are there so many good foods that are served at the holidays? I mean, I could literally list 50 things right now that I want to eat that I probably will not eat. One, because of sugar and my health, but two, because if I touch a spoonful, I gain 5 pounds. So I am trying to look at this year a little differently, and I've been successful in some years past, and some years I have not, but really, like, we're getting healthy. So we're on a shutdown, as I stated, in Michigan, and, you know, I don't know. I think Thanksgiving, I know, got canceled by my family, my extended family. My sister-in-law canceled it because you can only have up to one other household in your house right now, and that's not going to be possible with my husband's family. So we're having it, and it's just going to be us, and I believe my parents are going to be coming because they're our one household. But I'm not positive about that, so I better check on that. But anyways, it's going to be smaller and it's going to be different. So while going different, I thought, what if I approached this holiday season with, I am going to focus on my health in a way that I've never focused on it before. Like, I'm going to work on getting more stronger, better sleep. I need better sleep, people. Like, look at my sleep, look at my rest, look at my stress. I want to start stretching more. I want to really work on my mobility and my flexibility and my abdominal cavity. I had a, I'll get into a podcast about this, but 4 years ago, I had a gallbladder removal and biliary bypass surgery. So they had to do it the old school way, like cut me open. So my abs between that and my C-section are shot. Okay. Like, no hope for them. The walls have been literally sliced through in two different areas, but I want to work at getting that stronger, as strong as it can be, so I don't have so many back problems, because when your abdominals are weak, you then get like problems in your lower back and your hips, which is exactly what I've got going on. So I'm looking at it as being not just healthier and looking at things from a healthy, but I am talking about a healthy mindset, you guys. So I always criticize myself. And I saw this quote by Louise Hay, you know, you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens, right? So I am going to make it, and I encourage you and challenge you to do this as well, to go right now, starting today, to go from criticizing and talking to myself like I'm a piece of garbage to approving of myself, making a point to tell myself, I approve of you. I approve of this choice. I approve of your decision not to work out today. I approve of your decision to rest and spend time with your family, or I approve of your decision to run 4 miles, whatever it may be, but from a loving, approving place of, I am not going to second guess my decisions based off of my waistline and my size of pants and how that makes me feel like crap about myself. I'm really going to start looking at trying to not think of certain foods as bad foods, you know, the restricted bad X off, can't eat that, Brooke, list, as, you know, moderation. I'm not good with moderation, obviously. If you didn't listen to the first episode, I'm a recovering alcoholic and a recovering food addict. Sorry if you heard the pitter patter of feet, that is my 5-year-old probably looking for me. So I'm really going to look at things in a whole new light, or attempt to. I'm probably not going to be perfect at it, but I'm going to try to. And that's going to make all the difference for me, because a mindset shift can do wonders for you. If you start saying affirmations every day, soon enough, you will believe what you're saying to yourself. So I'm going to start with affirmations. I'm going to start with just saying things that are kind to myself, speaking kindly to me, you know, speaking in a critical, mean way to myself has gotten me nowhere, and I'm 40 years old. So it's time to change the narrative in my own head, and I'm encouraging my clients, and I'm encouraging all of you to do the same. You know, I don't know why I have to care so much about my weight. I don't know why I care so much about food. That's just my issue, and maybe you don't have that issue. So if the issue of criticizing for you is not physical, maybe it's your, you know, your IQ. Maybe you like knock yourself for not being smart enough, or maybe you knock yourself for not being fast enough, or maybe you knock yourself for not, you know, being witty or funny or whatever. So if it's personality based, I encourage you to do the same thing. Quit criticizing yourself, you know, start approving of yourself and let's see what happens. Let's do it, right? That's kind of where I'm gelling this week. And if you guys can comment or send something into me about, if you know anything about Peloton, if you love it, if you hate it, let me know. Please, if you like this podcast, share it, subscribe to it, rate it, send it to friends, let them share and rate it. That would be most appreciated. I'm trying to think if I have anything else I need to get off my chest. I think I'm good. So you guys all have a wonderful week, and I will see you here next week. And next week I'll have on, I was supposed to have her this week, but our the interview got postponed. So Trish Bianco will be on with me next week in an interview, and I'm super excited to share that with you all. Also, I am starting to promote and pump out. If you go to my social media feed at Innovative Coach Brooke on Instagram, on Facebook, you can head over to my website, innovativecoachbrooke.com. I am putting out a 21-day email challenge that starts January 1st, because as I stated, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but I do believe in pumping yourself up at that time of year. It's the first day of year. It's a brand new page, and it's going to be a confidence challenge, which is sent to your inbox every day, and it's free. And all it is reading the affirmations, saying them, and then listening to my glow up tip of the day. So it's really a quick way every morning or night to sort of align with yourself and get out of the ass kicking thoughts that you have and get into, you know, approval based thinking. So I'm super excited. You can head on over to any of those social media platforms and sign up for the challenge. It's completely free, no strings attached. And I'm looking forward to being able to share that with you all. It's obviously made an impact on me, which is why I'm continuing it and pushing it into my daily routine now and announcing it all with you, but really getting the criticizing thoughts out of my head and focusing on how awesome I am instead. Not easy for me every day, but if I try and if I say it enough, I'll believe it, right? That's what I believe anyway. So I hope you all have a wonderful week. I cannot thank you enough for listening to me ramble on. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I hope you take a little time to put you first. See you guys. Thank you for listening to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast. Did you love this episode? Then head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Also check out innovativecoachbrooke.com to join in on the conversation, access show notes, and discover all the awesome free content. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thanks for tuning in.